At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/Dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce. And today we have another lesson. I am taking you on a little excursion to the library. The library in Dutch is called de bibliotheek, and you can say it as is, de bibliotheek, or we can make it a tiny bit shorter and we just say de bib, de bib. What we do, aside from like hanging out there reading books, is most likely to borrow books. To borrow is called lenen. Ik wil dit boek graag lenen voor 2 weken. I would like to borrow this book for 2 weeks. Ik wil dit boek graag lenen voor 2 weken. And if you want to borrow a book, you need a membership. And unlike Australian libraries where you can have a free membership, in the Netherlands you actually have to pay for your membership. A membership is called het lidmaatschap. Mijn bibliotheeklidmaatschap is deze maand verlengd. My library membership was renewed this month. Mijn bibliotheeklidmaatschap is deze maand verlengd. Now, if you want to borrow a book, you have a certain loan period. A loan period is called een uitleentermijn. So termijn is a period of time and uitlenen is kind of like to borrow out. if you're the one, in this case the library, who is lending you the book. De uitleentermijn voor dit boek is 3 weken. The loan period for this book is 3 weeks. De uitleentermijn voor dit boek is 3 weken. Now, if you're in the beep and you have no idea what book you want to read next, then you probably want a recommendation. A recommendation is called de aanrader. De bibliothecaris gaf me een goede aanrader voor mijn volgende boek. The librarian gave me a great recommendation for my next book. De bibliothecaris gaf me een goede aanrader voor mijn volgende boek. And let's dive in a little bit more to that librarian. A librarian is called an bibliothecaris. So basically you just say bibliotheek and you put aris at the end, but it sounds a bit quicker. De bibliothecaris hielp me bij het vinden van een boek. The librarian helped me find a book. De bibliothecaris hielp me bij het vinden van een boek. Now, if the loan period is finished, you need to return your book. You have to bring it back. To return is terugbrengen. Ik moet dit boek morgen terugbrengen naar de bibliotheek. I need to return this book to the library tomorrow. Ik moet dit boek morgen terugbrengen naar de bibliotheek. Maybe you just want to go to the library and study there because it's nice and silent. You want to head to the study area, which is called the Studieruimte. Ruimte is an area or space. De studieruimte is rustig and perfect om te werken. The study area is quiet and perfect for working. De studieruimte is rustig and perfect om te werken. Perhaps you don't have a librarian who can help you and you want to just use the computer or the catalog to find books you like. A catalog is called de catalogus. Ik zocht het boek op in de catalogus. I looked up the book in the catalog. Ik zocht het boek op in de catalogus. Then, once you have an idea of which book you like, you have to go to the bookshelf and grab it. A bookshelf is called de boekenplank. And a cupboard is obviously a kast, so you can also say de boekenkast. Ik vond het boek op de bovenste boekenplank. I found the book on the top shelf. Ik vond het boek op de bovenste boekenplank. Another word that you might want to learn is a magazine, in case you want to borrow it. And no, it's not het magazijn, because that's a warehouse. A magazine is het tijdschrift. Er zijn veel tijdschriften beschikbaar om te lezen. There are many magazines available to read. Er zijn veel tijdschriften beschikbaar om te lezen. These are really great words to know when you're going to the library, and especially if you are planning to go to a library in the Netherlands, I highly suggest it to learn better Dutch or go to your local library and see if they have some Dutch books that you can borrow. That's it for now. Dankjewel. Tot de volgende keer. En doei.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.